Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, I know what you're thinking. Actually, I don't know what you're thinking. If I did, I would really be making a lot of money in this world. But there might be at one point of your life where you go, I would like to listen to KISW, but right now it is not handy. Well, if you've got yourself a computer, a laptop, a smartphone, oh, you can listen to us anywhere you want through radio.com. That's right. Radio.com has an app for your iPhone, your Android. So what are you doing? You're listening to us anywhere you be. That's where.
Get
radio.
On Get on it.
Radio.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And it's time to turn down for tequila.
Charge out for what?
How this is working out.
Tequila.
You know what I mean? We went from tacos, which, okay, you know what? As long as we eat responsibly.
But you were hating on me not eating tacos on Tuesday, so.
So now we're pushing people to do tequila shots.
Yeah, see, I don't, you know, I'm not too sure that's a good substitute.
So what should we do?
I don't know.
Turn down for.
Tamales.
Tamales.
Oh, I had tamales last night.
Well, you can never have them. You're supposed to have them tamale.
Hey, see, that's why we're not doing it.
That's why.
Yeah.
Tamales.
Sure, why not? Let's get to our contestant. We got Jay in Kirkland. Jay, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Super. Morning, Jay.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out the Deftones with Gojira. And they're going to be over at the Wamu Theater on July 28th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see the Deftones with Gojira, you can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jay will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jay, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which hockey legend was the first player in NHL history to score 5 career hat tricks before the age of 21?
Gretzky.
Yes. What company makes the Galaxy phone?
Samsung.
Yes. How many weeks is the XFL regular season?
10.
Yes. In 2018, John Travolta played which New York mobster on screen?
Pass.
What decade did Dolly Parton have her debut album, Hello, I'm Dolly?
The 60s.
Yes. Who was the 37th president of the United States?
Carter.
No.
Ford.
No.
Nixon.
Yes. What's the name of the NBA team out of Atlanta?
Hawks.
Yes. Which rapper put out the 92 album The Chronic?
Dr. Dre.
Yes. How many nickels are in $11?
121.
No.
Pass.
Atlantic City is located in which state?
New Jersey.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Ooh, hopefully the nickels does not bite him in the ass.
Yeah. Sometimes Steve ends up being really good at math.
And sometimes he doesn't.
Exactly. So we're hoping he does it this time, and then
you know
Jay
what
can
answer
get himself a win.
He should give, right? Is his patented answer for that number?
You think?
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
mathematically, that doesn't work out, but also
69.
There we go. That's there the we one. Go.
See if he does it. Now it's on his brain.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready? Which hockey legend was the first player in NHL history to score 5 career hat tricks before the age of 21?
The great one, Wayne Gretzky.
Yes. What company makes the Galaxy phone?
Samsung.
Yes. How many weeks is the XFL regular season?
69.
No.
Oh. There we go. 8 weeks.
No.
10.
Yes. Nice. In 2018, John Travolta played which New York mobster on screen?
Oh, John Gotti.
Yes.
Terrible movie.
What decade did Dolly Parton have her debut album, Hello, I'm Dolly?
And that's saying a lot for me to say a movie's terrible, but that was a terrible movie. I'm going to say the 1950s.
No.
1960s.
Yes. Who was the 37th president of the United States?
I mean, it was really, really, really bad.
Wow.
Ronald Reagan.
No.
Jimmy Carter.
No.
Bush.
No. What's the name of the NBA team out of Atlanta?
Hawks.
Yes. Which rapper put out the 92 album, The Chronic?
Dr. Dre.
Yes. How many nickels are in $11?
Oh, crap. Oh, man.
Oh.
I don't know. 500.
No.
1,000.
No.
10.
No. 1, 2, 3, 69. 4, 5, 6, 7. You lose. Woo! 8-7.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, Jay.
Good job, Jay.
Hey, thanks, man. That was my first time ever playing. It's 1-1.
Nice. Wow.
First
time.
Well,
look at you bragging.
Good job, buddy. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get your prize.
Yeah.
And Steve.
There you go. Yeah,
buddy.
Dancing over there, starting off the day right.
Well, you know what? I mean, this is the long weekend coming back, which is nice. Start off with a Steve loss.
Yeah.
Good way to go in life.
If you would have maybe just passed on that answer there and not getting that one for the nickels, you could have gotten to the question, Atlantic City is located in which state?
New Jersey.
Yep, yeah. And you would have gotten a tie.
See?
Mm-hmm.
See?
The one that you missed, the 37th president of the United States.
All right.
Jay got that correct. It's Richard Nixon.
That was the difference maker.
Mm-hmm. And then how many nickels are in $11?
How many nickels are in a dollar?
220.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, there's 20 in a dollar.
Yeah, but
and there's 220 in $11.
There we go.
I did the math in my head.
Good job.
Instantly, once you started saying nickels and math, my brain fried.
Yeah.
Couldn't even.
It broke you. Well, congratulations to Jay on winning and beating Steve.
Yeah, all you have to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize and beat Migs. That's a cool thing. If you'd like a free hotel room, apparently all you have to do is just release mice and hamsters, and that'll get you a free...
What?
Yeah, this Utah dude arrested because, allegedly he released mice and hamsters inside various hotel rooms and then complained to management in order to get a free stay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a little much.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know, because he's like, hi, my name is Ryan, and you know what? There was a Hyatt house in Salt Lake City and two other hotels, and according to these people, he basically was compensated for two nights after complaining about two mice in his room. But they're like, you know what? We're going to come back at you, son, because there's fecal matter everywhere, and it's because of you releasing these damn rodents that's caused it all.
Now, do you think that he purposely put the fecal matter on the walls or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, or was it the actual mice just doing what mice do, or was he trying to really prove his point that there were rodents in the room?
That's a really good question. But then you're the guy sleeping with rodent fecal matter in the room, whether you put it there or they put it there. It's like, that's what you're dealing with.
Or he does it the minute he gets into the room.
Oh,
I just got in this room and look at this.
And then he just cleans it all up, takes the mice and put. I mean, I
don't know, man. Like, look, I'm a guy. I'm a reformed scammer when it came to, like, in college. Remember, we did that whole scam of it wasn't really a scam. We just wanted truth in advertising. And they said you get a 12-inch pizza and we would measure it. And if it was under 12 inches, we would complain.
You would.
So we'd get a free pizza from, like, you know, insert the fast food pizza place.
You should have really put rodents and hamsters right on there and say, hey, look at this pizza. It's got mice on it.
I mean, look. Looking back on that, I'm like, that was stupid, but we were broke and dumb. I mean, but that's going to a whole nother level.
When you're broke and dumb, which I think this guy Ryan is, I think that's what happens.
You do stupid things.
Yeah.
That's a next level scam, though.
That is a next level scam.
Has anyone done a scam to get free stuff?
No.
I guess I'm just the only one.
You're the only one, buddy.
Not even you.
You're the only ne'er-do-well of this fine place.
Nope, not me, not really, no.
Somebody says, people do that in restaurants. Women constantly show me their own hairs in food for free stuff. Oh, you got to at least come up with someone else's hair.
Yeah.
Big man, that's your hair. It's clearly your hair. You're a curly blonde, and it's a curly blonde hair right there.
Yeah, come on, lady. What do you want? Now, me, they're going to go, all right, buddy, you got no hair. All right. I guess that's somebody else's hair there.
If you saw hair in your food, would you contact go to the waitress or the manager and say, hey, I want this food?
Yeah, you know, back. I'm not, I know it sounds crazy, but if I'm really enjoying the dish, I'm just assuming maybe it was the server, if it was a female server, and it just happened. And it's like, you know, I'm sure she's not like, she doesn't have the coronavirus. I should be okay. So I don't usually complain, but
yeah, I've moved hair out and just been like, oh, the food's good.
But if there was like an insect kind of a thing, then I've said something. I've had insects in my syrup at a breakfast place.
Oh, that's gross. Like ants?
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we'll just get your new thing of syrup. I'm like, what makes you think I'm going to trust any of your syrup at this point?
Right. What is that, the one ant syrup?
Yeah. And not even any compensation for the meal at all. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm, you know. And so I've had to be the guy go, I'm not paying for this. I go, I don't want any more food from you. I'm done.
Somebody said, sometimes if I don't like the red box choice I made, I call in and say that there's a scratch and I get reimbursed for the bad film.
Oh, nice. Hadn't thought about that.
I would only do that if I rented Gotti, because that was a really
bad
movie.
Dude, you spent like three questions actually saying how terrible it was.
He really doesn't like that movie.
Well, I was super pumped about that movie, because that was like growing up in New York, that was our mob boss.
That was your guy.
He was. He was our guy.
So you figured, hey, and John Travolta was your guy, so you thought, how could this go wrong?
Yeah, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be awesome. Finally getting to see it, and it was so bad.
Yeah. Boy, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, maybe John Travolta just isn't like for every movie out there. You know, like there are certain roles he probably shouldn't try.
Somebody said, I once put an unopened box of cookies on a counter at Safeway and I waited for other customers to open it to get free cookies.
See, we would do that working for the supermarket. We would drop stuff because then it was damaged.
Oh.
Bring it back to the damaged goods area. And boy, it's just amazing. We had so much we had so many problems with damaged Oreo cookie packs. I don't understand how that happened.
Jeez.
So we pull a lot of scams like that at the supermarket when I worked there.
I'd love to see like your boss calling up the Oreo company. Like, dude, you guys got to get better about your deliveries.
Jeez, I mean, seriously. Yeah, we do that a lot. Dented cans, whatever, you know, if you wanted any kind of food for lunch.
Yeah.
You just go drop a can. All right, there's my show. There's my beefaroni for lunch. I know, it's because you just can't
see,
sell
you
them.
Were scamming.
Yeah, well, I was scamming. I forgot about the supermarket business. I was a big scammer.
Forgot about it.
Well, you know, it's been a long time. I'd like to say it's been over a few decades. So,
yeah, I think
hey.
The statute of limitations is over on
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
A guy ordered a bowl of soup and told the waitress that he had a fruit fly in it. And the waitress replied, oh, I'm sorry, that was supposed to be in your fruit salad.
Oh! Okay, she gets a great tip for that. Honest to God, you know what? You gotta love her for that. That's a great line.
Another person, my buddy used to go to Starbucks and say his drink was made wrong, even though it was right, so that he would get two drinks.
Yeah, I just had it happen on the plane, and I felt bad because it's not a scam. But I just got 1,000 free miles.
Did you?
And it's because they didn't have a fruit plate. They didn't have the fruit and cheese plate.
Oh
yeah.
And they give you 1,000 free miles for that?
Well, yeah. And I felt bad because, you know, you can reserve your food on Alaska. So for some reason, there was a bit of a mix up. And so there were only four fruit plates that were reserved. And that's all they had on the plane. And five of us reserved them. So she came to me and she said, hey, what do you think, buddy? Because I was the first guy they come serve because I was sitting up front.
Ah.
And I'm like, and she goes, look, we'll tell you what, if you don't have the fruit plate, we'll give you one of these other things that we have, plus we'll give you miles. And I'm like, wait, and you don't gotta pay for the thing. So I got like the Northwest Deli pack, 1,000 miles for nothing. And so I'm sitting there going, and she goes, we're really sorry. And I go, she's making me feel like I'm the victim here, but I'm getting hooked up. So I felt horrible. It was just like, I don't think I should take all this stuff. It's like, instead of giving me the fruit and cheese plate, frankly, you let me sort of be a little unhealthy, which I want to do, and I get the great sea salt potato chips, which I always covet every time, but I do I'll do the fruit and cheese plate. It's a little healthier than
See,
that.
See, no, there's no way, man. I'm taking that fruit and cheese plate every time. Someone else can go without.
Yo, but it's not that good.
It is the best
thing. It is good.
It's good, but not 1,000 free miles good.
And it's not Tim's or Cascade chips. It's not those.
Oh, but that's... Oh, it's so
Wait, you
good.
Would deny free miles? So you can get your cheese plate.
For that fruit and cheese plate? Absolutely.
What about the Mediterranean tapas? You wouldn't take that instead?
No.
I wouldn't hand over. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Give me that fruit. Give me that cheese.
That happened to me one time, but I was sitting in first class. And they ran out of the meal that they were supposed to give us. But they didn't give me miles. They were just like, you know what? I'll just keep your whiskey glass full the entire time.
But isn't that part of being in first class? You get free drinks?
Yeah. But they were like really on top of me, and I was like, okay. But that was their thing to me. I was so drunk by the time I got off.
They're like, we don't have what you're supposed to get,
yeah.
So we're going to continue to give what you are supposed to get to you.
Yeah, you understand, it's Danny.
It's true. They make potato chips.
I will tell you this though. I think it's because I'm a goal. MVP goal because I fly so much because they know me, which is really cool. It's amazing how they come up and they go, hey, what's up?
I'm gonna be next time. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna drop your name, BJ.
You should drop my name.
Give me a thousand miles.
You might get lucky and might get some of the people that know me.
I mean, there would be. They always hook them up with the extra, like those nut chocolate things, whatever they are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She did that too.
Yeah.
She was just like, she felt so bad. She gave me everything. I swear I could have, but I could have said, can you think maybe that you let me, give me the keys to the plane? Can I have that next?
You asked for the carry on bag from like the person in row F.
Could have got it.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Yeah, here you go. I could have got it.
He doesn't need it anyway.
Hey, you know Pearl Jam's putting out a new record, right?
Yes. Very excited.
Yeah, it's Gigaton. It's on March 27th. Of course, they released another song off the record. Now, we want to play Super Blood Wolf Moon for you. We're going to do that for you, but don't we need to put our phones, like when we have to get a...
Yes.
Let me get my phone pointed towards the moon.
If you want to hear it, everyone, take out your phones.
All right, do it right now.
Point into a moon in the sky. Even if you're driving, that's totally fine.
Well, I think it's working, Steve.
I'm kidding.
It's working. Yeah, it's working. They're all pointing towards...
This song's awesome.
Yeah. Super Blood Wolf Moon, brand new Pearl Jam on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Constance Wu. She's a very talented and pretty lady.
One of my favorites.
Is she really?
Well, I love Fresh Off the Boat, and she's awesome on that show. She's
okay. That's
yeah.
So did we get to know her from that? Did she do other stuff beyond that? I don't
She's
know.
On Crazy Rich Asians.
That's how I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great movie.
I watched it from afar, and by from afar, I was just kind of checked out playing on my phone while my wife watched it. But when I tuned in every once in a while, it was pretty entertaining.
Oh, dude, Crazy Rich Asians is awesome.
I know, but she was watching before I got home, and so I was just like, I'll watch it at some point. I just never got around to it, but she's so damn good.
Yes, okay, now I know who Constance Wu is.
And she's in Hustlers, and she's a stripper.
I did not realize she was in Hustlers, and that's exactly what she was on Kelly Clarkson's show talking about yesterday.
She's one of the few good things of that movie.
She went, not a good movie?
No, that movie sucks.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It starts off pretty awesome, and then it just won't stop being bad.
Oh.
You're just like, oh, come on, turn the corner. This is stupid.
Well, Kelly had on Kelly Clarkson's show, Constance said that she went undercover at a strip club because she was trying to get ready for the movie Hustlers.
I did work at a strip club to get ready for Hustlers.
You did?
I went undercover.
What did you have to do? Did you strip?
I gave lap dances to strangers.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
I made $600, my friend.
Oh, my God, I love it. You fought.
I did.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were being funny.
I was not
you
being funny.
You are so method.
And it was not funny.
Oh, my God.
And I was just, you know, I put like fake tattoos on my neck, and I like changed my hair. Like I put like a, you know, these.
You get to be like
in.
Another person. That's awesome.
Yep.
Or you, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't duplicate it. The first time you walk into a club and say, hey, I would like to have a job here. And then you go work that night.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, what if like you thought it was her? Like you're getting a lap dance, like, gosh, this girl looks just like Constance Wu, but, you know, with the tattoos, it can't be her.
Dude, you got a lap dance from Constance Wu. So you have to think in your brain. I mean, if you're a guy that goes to these clubs, and you, like you said, you probably are recalling in your brain, like, all right, she went to that club. Man, I mean, yeah. I don't know. She didn't say which club she went to, I suppose. That would be nice to know.
I got
to
imagine it was somewhere. Where were they filming this? In L.A.? So maybe an L.A. club?
Yeah, so if I got to be like, did I have any woman at all that reminded me of Constance Wu? Was I that lucky?
Or did she try and go full method actress and go to, I think it's based off of a true story of strippers, and I think it was Scores in New York. Is what the movie's based on.
So you think she went to New York, maybe?
Maybe she went and did the New York Scores place.
Yeah, she definitely had to go somewhere where no one would know her. And maybe you know what, at a strip club, maybe a lot of people didn't know Constance a whole lot. If you didn't see Crazy Rich Asians or fresh off the boat, you probably don't know who she is.
And are you really going to think that it's Constance Wu? Even if it, like, you...
I would.
Like, this looks exactly like her, but there's no way. Why would she be stripping? Like, yeah. Is she not getting enough money?
I would tell the story. If any of the strippers that were with me looked like anybody that I knew, I would go, you'll never guess. I'd do it. Now, Kelly Clarkson was very excited to hear this news. You heard her. She was really
pumped.
And she had a lot more questions to Constance about being a stripper.
Did you do the pole thing? Because I actually tried doing it once. It was like, we were all at, like, if some, I don't even know where it was. Some hotel room in Vegas, we all went for, like, New Year's Eve. And there happened to be a pole in the middle of the room. We're like, what freaky things have happened in this room? And then we all tried, and I about broke everything. Like, it turns out it's really super athletic and hard.
It is really hard. Mm-hmm. I installed a stripper.
When you're drunk,
pole.
Though, you think you can do anything.
Oh, right. Yeah. And when you're naked, they don't care if you're that good.
That depends on the kind of naked.
But I installed a stripper pole in my living room.
Wow.
For a few months.
Wait, are you with someone? Because they're excited. If you my husband would be like,
yeah. I don't know about that Kelly Clarkson. I gotta tell you, this is
she's very excitable.
Yeah, she's
super pumped about this.
She's right? This is, I haven't watched her show. I don't know if she's like this all the time or if it's just the stripper thing really got her excited or whatever. And I didn't realize, so Constance Wu was probably like naked. I don't know how far she went.
I mean, she said she was giving lap dances.
Yeah, I mean, was she like, boy, what a score at Scores.
I mean, it's like she did all this hard work for,
as it were,
all this extra work for a movie that really stunk. Like, that's the bummer part. Like, you really didn't need to do all that.
Oh, how bad is that?
And I look, this is coming from a guy who loves J-Lo and Constance Wu. Like, those are my top, they're in my Mount Rushmore right now of like actresses I would like to see in a stripper movie. Yeah. So the fact that they were in a movie about strippers and I walked away being like, that was disappointing. That means the movie had to be bad.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I mean, for you to not like a movie, like you said, but those two win it. That the movie really had to maybe. Yeah,
it's based on a true story. Typically, I like any movie that's based on a true story.
It was Today Times. You know, it wasn't set in the past, so you didn't mind that.
That's true.
Not too crazy in the future. Yeah. Wow.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Also, I had my favorite actress in Cardi B in it.
Oh, good old Cardi B.
I mean, really, everybody. It should have been a success.
So much going for it.
Well, Kelly Clarkson couldn't believe it. I mean, she really couldn't believe that Constance Wu actually went undercover as a stripper one night to prepare for her role in Hustlers. So based on this, we're going to finish this sentence. No one believes me when I tell them that I did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. No one believes me when I tell them I did blank. Your calls and texts after 3 days grace on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Kelly Clark at first didn't believe Constance Wu when she said that she worked undercover as a stripper one night, all to prepare for that amazing movie that Steve loves, Hustlers.
Hustlers.
Yeah.
Save your money.
Based on this, finish this sentence. No one believes me when I tell them that I did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Justin and Puyallup, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Justin. All right, so what do people not believe that you did?
So, when I was in the military in 1998, we went down to Panama to do jungle recertification.
All right.
And so we went down there, and part of the time, you know, you're doing all your training, you're out in the jungle, you're doing this, but then you get some downtime. So a couple buddies and I, we went out to bypass Port San Lorenz, and they have a bunch of Spanish galleons that have sunk, and they're out in the water. So you go out on this boat, and you put the big suit on with the big brass helmet with the hose on it, and you drop into the water, and you're about 30, 40 feet deep. So I'm in there, and the guy taps me and points above me, and right above us, there's like four or five hammerhead sharks. So
oh,
he points with his fingers to point up, so he's simulating with his gloves. So he's over there. He takes his one glove off, and he's touching the bottom of him. So I took my right glove off, and I reach up, and I'm touching the bottom of this hammerhead shark. It's about 15 feet long,
whoa,
going right above us.
And
it was the most surreal experience of my life.
Did you not think that they're like, I don't know what's touching me? Is it dinner? Is dinner touching me? That, I mean, man, I don't know if I want to put my mitt anywhere near those guys.
Well, I saw the guy doing it, and I figured he's been in the water more than once, and he's still with both hands. So
that's a good call. How did how did it feel? Did it feel like a fish? I don't know. You know, was it weird?
So it felt weird. Like if you ever imagine like a rough piece of wood that's kind of got water on it. So it's because I mean you're underwater, so it's really hard to describe. It's
It's not
rough, but it's not rough.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So yeah, I'd expect it to like I don't know feel a lot smoother than that, but like a rough piece of wood underwater. That's interesting.
Yeah.
We're still talking about sharks?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Justin. Appreciate it. Oh, man, that's weird. I don't think I believe anybody would do that. Like just take their hand out and go, I'm going to go touch the bottom of a shark.
No.
Yeah, especially when five of his buddies are hanging out like that.
I just, when no one believes me, I won over 30 wet T-shirt contests. Even pools with ice. 42 double D. Real boobies, baby. There's a different word than boobs. So.
How is that unbelievable, though?
Yeah, if you're 42 double D, I think, yeah, you probably would win a lot of those contests.
I would absolutely believe that, yeah.
maybe they wouldn't believe she'd be in that many contests.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah? That's impressive.
Yeah.
I wonder what the most money you won from that.
Do they even do those anymore? I feel like it's not in practice anymore, wet t-shirt.
If you find the right church, they still do those.
Yeah. Oh, they still do? Okay, yeah. I forgot about the Church of the Frozen. Okay.
So this is no one believes me when I tell them I was in three different explosions in Afghanistan. Even though I've had five reconstructive surgeries, I still have all of my limbs, though. Keep on rocking.
Whoa.
From Anthony.
Three different explosions, and you got all your body.
That part's insane.
Wow.
No one believes me when I told him I did 5 years in jail as a kid for armed robbery. I'm an upstanding citizen now. My character has changed completely, but I was a turd growing up.
5 years in jail as a kid. You had to be a turd, because they don't like to throw kids in jail a whole lot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It just shows, though, people do change. I mean, always like some people just continuously are treated like for the actions that they did in their 20s, and they're in like their 50s. You're like, they're a whole new person. They don't maybe think that way anymore.
Dude, that is the worst thing about us human beings, is we really don't forgive and forget, even though that's kind of what we need to do. Otherwise, what's the point of having sort of anybody pay their dues? If we're not going to forget and we're not going to let them pay their dues and be done.
And sometimes people say, like, get mad about, like, oh, you once told me this. And it's like, I was 20. I mean, I'm not denying I maybe did say something stupid, but, like, you're still mad about that? Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
And I've had to learn that myself, dude. It's like, I've got to go, wait. I got to stop looking at this person this way. It's been, like you said, it's been 20 years or 30 years. That person can't be the same. They just can't be.
I had to tell myself that once recently, where it was like, there was a guy, he was going through something and it wasn't that good. And I was like, at first I was still like angry towards him. I'm like, why am I, like, this guy's going through some tough times. And I'm still like have bitter taste in my mouth about him. And I remembered it was, oh, he once wrote like on one of those guest books, you know, like back in the day when the internet first started. And he like trashed my band and me as a drummer this stuff. And,
I'm sorry.
And I was like, I remember thinking like, screw you, man. And I had ill will towards him.
Still, to this day.
I didn't realize until I saw like something bad happen to him. And I'm just like, I gotta let this go. Like, he was probably 20 and just angry at everybody at that time. Like, now the kid, the person's in his 40s, and I'm still like have a bad taste in my mouth about him. That's stupid.
And now that we've all seen you play drums,
he was right.
He was, yeah. We totally get that. He really wasn't off,
but it was just rude.
Yeah, it was very rude. He could have been nicer about the way he said that. Yeah.
Sorry.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
No one believes me when I told him I worked in the porn industry for 3 years. I started as a PA. And I moved up to the lighting department and then a camera department.
What's a PA? Is that a piece
production
of
assistant?
Oh, that was a piece of, okay.
Mm. Penile assistant.
Assistant.
It's a fluffer.
Fluffer.
I mean, I was a PA and it's almost a glorified fluffer at some points to feel like that. Well, you just have to do everything for everyone.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, really, I know fluffer is what it is in the porn world, but you're right. Everybody's got a fluffer in every industry. They really do.
Yeah, when I worked I was an intern in the film industry, and basically we were below the production assistant, and so whatever the production assistant wanted to do, we had to do, and it was just like, oh,
yeah,
they don't want to do crap.
I can't seem to find that on our show. Nobody seems to want to even do anything for me.
Well, it'd be weird to be like, Joe, you're in essence our fluffer. It's your son.
Wow.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, and not so much like, you know, the definition, but to, you know, get people ready for the show, get people up,
fluff them.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I think of everyone on our show, if that's the case, I think Danny's the closest thing to a fluffer.
He is. Yeah, he tries to get everybody going.
You're welcome.
Can you put that on your email signature?
Fluffer.
For BJ Migs.
Matter of fact, I think at the next convention, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to get that badge. Let's see if we can get them with Danny V. Fluffer.
We should all be fluffers.
Excuse me?
Wow. All right.
Joey D's nuts.
All right, then.
Weird transition, but Joe's in the room.
Okay, oh, hey.
Great. That's right.
Yeah, no one believes me that I was once a vegetarian for 18 years.
Yeah. I would be, yeah, it's hard to get anybody to believe that. Yeah, I would, it's definitely a shocker. People find that with me as well.
Yeah, I've kind of moved on to becoming a flexitarian where it kind of depends what we're eating. But do you know where it always comes up? Red Robin. Because I have a weird order. I get the Whiskey River barbecue burger, right? And I go, can I get a garden patty with it? They're like, oh, yeah, sure. So I should take off the bacon. And I go, no, I want double bacon. So I got a garden patty with twice the amount of bacon. And they never understand why.
And the Red Robin, the server's head explodes and says, sir, I have no idea what just happened.
I bet the chef's head even explodes even more. Like, you're lying. No way this guy wants the garden patty with bacon.
And I stand by the reason why. It's because the pig is tastier than the cow.
Wow.
Something happened with Joe.
I have some friends in college that would agree.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe is... red meat does not agree with him. It's really wild. He just he doesn't do well with red meat.
The littlest amounts at a time. That's why I can get double bacon. But if I ate an entire like patty, you know, from
the cow, feel that.
Oh, I die.
Yeah, wow. White meat, pink meat, just the red meat, no.
I respect the Whiskey River barbecue chicken wraps. My go-to.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, something about that Whiskey River, man.
Yeah,
you're right at Red Robin.
I have to, you know, I got to get back there. It's been a long time.
Oh, bottomless fries and everything.
The Whiskey River is. I forgot all about that. That is a good. That's good business.
What's your go-to sauce for your fries?
Ranch.
Ranch?
Yeah. Fry sauce. What? Come on.
Campfire sauce?
Yeah.
What the hell is campfire sauce?
Come on, it's the best
signature sauce. It is fantastic.
Is that only available on the Whiskey River?
No, it's just
for the fries, right?
Yeah, it's for the fries.
Yeah, you know, every place has a signature thing, Steve.
I never tried it.
Okay, get out.
All right, see you guys.
Wow.
I'm off to Red Robin.
Yeah. Aggressive.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've had the campfire sauce, too. Man, I got to get back there. Whiskey River and campfire sauce, you can't beat it.
No, you can't. You can drink that so much of that stuff. I get like 3 orders of fries every time just for the campfire sauce. Hmm.
Well, I guess now I need to go to Red Robin.
Yes, you do. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And how about you, Victoria?
People don't believe me when I tell them that actually both my butt cheeks are tattooed.
And they believe you. They just want you to show them.
Yeah. Well,
prove it.
I had this conversation. Apparently, I mean, I've had them tattooed for almost 10 years. My brother had no idea.
I feel, and you know, that's the thing. I don't know how many people get that done, like get butt tattoos. I don't know too many people that actually do. That's like, that's kind of the part of the body they leave alone.
But it's funny because it's like the least painful part of the body. Unless you go with any creases, but the cheek itself is meaty.
And Steve, do you know many people that have butt tattoos?
Vicky.
That's it. That's all I know, too. I don't know anybody else. And that's the one tattoo. I think I've seen almost all of your tattoos. Mm-hmm. But that's the one that I haven't seen because obviously, which is so weird. It's like, it's from what I understand, it's a really good tattoo. It's, it's a pirate ship, right?
Yep, there's 2 pirate ships.
Which is like such a bummer, as it were, because I really like to see good tattoos. And it's like, gosh, I'm never going to get to see those unless somehow you take a picture.
I have to do like a close-up so you don't really see anything else. You just see the tattoo itself.
Yeah. Are they like... going to war with each other? Like, is it like one, a battleships kind of thing?
One's in calm seas and one's in, you know, gentle seas, if you will.
Oh, it's kind of like one side of Lake Washington as opposed to the other side of Lake Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's crazy when sometimes you're driving
and her side looks nuts. And the middle of her backside is the floating bridge.
Yes. Actually, I'm saving up for that one.
Okay. Vicky, if you actually could get a floating bridge right in the middle, that would be pretty awesome.
The galloping Gertrude.
Yeah. Jesus. You can get that too. Well, we got a well-known singer that just shared a really crazy story about a time that the unthinkable was thrown at him while in concert. What was it? Oh, you're going to hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.